Sunday Meditation, September 7th, 2003. The question today has to do with change and how we respond to change. We've talked around the circuit today, and it's a common theme for everyone that there's been a lot of changes. And as we look at the situation in the world today, there's rapid changes, some of them violent, drastic, catastrophic. And we're wondering, is there a particular response to change that could be recommended? We're forming a community here. It seems to be a very good thing to do in the way of providing support and inspiration and encouragement and reinforcement to individuals. People seem to have a way, whether they live together or just talk together at work, of sharing their energies and lending support to each other. And we're wondering if you could talk to some about change and community and the best way to respond to change.
We are those known to you as Uko, and we greet you with great delight in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we are. It is a great pleasure to be called to your circle as you convene your public meetings. And we cannot thank you enough. We thank each of you for the beauty of your vibrations, for the pureness of your hearts in reserving the time for the seeking of truth, and then the steadiness of your dedication, which has caused you to create this time from your busy life. It is a great blessing to us to be called to you and to be able to share those thoughts that we would share. We ask only that each who hears these words realizes they are the words of friends rather than those of authorities. Therefore, in order to allow us the freedom to speak our thoughts, we ask that you discriminate carefully with each and every thought that we share, choosing to remember those which seem to be helpful to you and discarding the rest without a second thought. We are most pleased to share on this most timely question of change, how to respond to change well, and how to think of change. The first change that each experiences within incarnation is that change that brings one into incarnation. And as this instrument has noted, from time to time, the birth is as the dropping from the airplane with or without parachute. There will be a landing, and there will be an ending to the incarnation. That which arises from dust goes again to the dust. So, in truth, the experience of incarnation is in itself an experience rooted in, steeped in, and moving towards change. It is not a circumstance, but rather a progression, a developmental cycle. If we could use your terminology, a grade of your school, it visited for a semester. This is your course, Life 331B. we joke about the number, but the concept is true as far as we know. There are certain organized features of the change within an incarnation. There is an organization of lessons, shall we say, a curriculum that was chosen by you and your higher self prior to incarnation. Those who incarnated at this particular time within your planet's density have incarnated because there was a desire for a more intensive experience of change and transformation. And the opportunities for rebalancing the wisdom and energy within the energy body of the self. That was irresistible. Consequently, each of you has chosen certain courses for the particular term that is your incarnation. These courses or lessons or curricula have names such as loving without condition, creating a sacred space, sanctifying the rays of living, the ray of survival, the ray of relationship, the ray of working, the ray of communicating, and so forth. Different entities have chosen to take somewhat different courses. Each has a different course load, a slightly different experience, yet each is moving through a process that is very regular and guarded and safe from the standpoint of the spirit or the soul stream of the self. However, within incarnation, this is not obvious. Consequently, the illusory experience of taking this course of Life 101 is much more chaotic in its feeling, in its perceived nature, than would be the perception of yourself outside of incarnation and outside of the veil of illusion that is this particular organization of time and space in such a way that it is, shall we say, space-time rather than time-space. So the first thing that we would say about the way to deal with the concept or the perception that one is in a process of change is to remember the structure that supports this perception. That structure is your eternal and infinite soul stream. That energy that is you, now and forever. A part of that energy has moved into the habitation of the physical body or vehicle. And at this time, you are inextricably intertwined energetically with this physical vehicle, yet you are not this physical vehicle. You reach into the physical vehicle with the ties and bonds of dedication of self to the incarnation and connections within the energy body that move into the connections in each chakra. So that as you present yourselves to us at this time, you sit in the jars of clay, shall we say, that are the vehicles of your physical body, which cannot contain the rainbow self that is your energy or energetic body. This rainbow self shimmers and glows and exceeds the boundaries of physicality. And in the balance of each of those chakras, we see much that is not apparent within the veil of illusion. One interesting exercise to move through when one wishes to learn more about the self and where the self is blocked and so forth is simply to rest with the self in a meditative state until one is able to begin to see how the energies of the body are balanced. There is perhaps the technique of asking oneself, let me see my energy, and then allowing the rainbow, red, orange, yellow to come to life as you call the colors, so that you are able in an intuitive way, in a direct way, to gain access to that part of you which is not verbal and which is far more connected to the truth of your energy body. This can be evoked simply by asking with great faith that you are asking an actual part of the self that can respond. The talent here is not in technique, but in the trust and the allowing to be true of the technique. So it is not a skill of the mind, but rather a skill, as the one known as Gary has said, of the will, or of the heart and the will together. When one is aware of and centered within the fundamental perception of the structure of incarnation, then one is aware that one is within a process of change, that one has chosen what one wishes to examine during the process of change, and one is free then to trust the lessons that appear before the face, to lean into them in terms of doing the homework, of doing the mental analysis, of going to the library of self and asking those questions which need to be asked, doing the research that needs to be done, in order that one feels one is beforehand with one's lesson. Whether that means for you in particular, process of meditation, getting that more into a daily habit, or the process of journaling one's dreams, or journaling one's thoughts, or whether there are other techniques which you particularly wish to use to examine the life as it is lived, and to ask of the self, who are you? Why are you here? What is your mission? The energies of reaction to change, which may include much panic and feeling of loss and the stumbling effect of not knowing the path ahead, can be mitigated. The simple trust that all is well, and that this that you experience, whatever it may be, is valuable, worthy of attention, and worthy of your best effort, is very helpful in smoothing and regularizing the process of change that is inevitable and desirable. As we said earlier, there is at this time a particularly intensive process of change moving through the planetary energies as a whole, It is the end of several cycles within your planet, small ones and large. The planet itself transits at this time. And consequently, many of you came here in incarnation at this time with extracurricular activities planned, having to do with service to others, service to the planet, and or service to the people of the planet. We put before you these two slightly different vectors of service to others because that is the mix that we are experiencing within this circle. There are those within this circle that feel that they are Earth natives, that they have a love of Earth, an affinity for the Earth, and a long association with this particular planet that you call Earth, which we call actually Atlantis, this being the name of your planet among the metaphysical or time-space entities which live in what you would call circular time and have experienced the entire gamut of the various experiences of your planet through what you would call your past and what you would call your future. The energy of your people is that energy that is called Atlantis. And this, at this time, becomes more pointedly relevant in that your peoples as a whole are visiting at this time and attempting to rebalance those energies of Atlantis, those energies that fed into the buildup of the civilization of Atlantis and of Egypt. The civilizations that learned technology, learned skills of the scientific kind, and did not learn the disciplines of the personality that would enable them to make use of such technical expertise in a way that was positive and unconditionally loving. The very stuff of your density is love. The overriding lesson of your density is love. And yet, it is not a romantic love. It is not the love of brothers. It is not any love that you can imagine or speak of or wrap your words around and contain. It is that love which is the infinite word. It is that love which is the one infinite creator. It is that love that destroys and creates equally, generously, and eternally. The concepts of love and wisdom seem separate, yet they are simply two shadows within illusion of that truth that lies beyond all illusion. That is the infinite love of the one creator. Consequently, when you are attempting to learn love without end, sacrificial giving, crucifying the self for others, to the extreme of the myths of humankind for describing unconditional love, this is but one aspect of love. There is the aspect of love also, which is wrapped in fear, in negativity, in darkness, in contraction, in the shadows and the depths within the self that give substance and structure to the whole and create within infinite light and unconditional love a place, a habitation, not for the soul only, but for physical vehicles, for physical feelings, experiences, and intensities. In other words, one of the blessed aspects of third density incarnation is the ability to feel pain, the ability to be confused, the very precious ability to lose the self, and to be forced out of the mental constructs of a lifetime of learned untruths and half-truths that your outer civilization offers to each of you. It may seem perverse to cheer for the self when the self realizes it is greatly confused and stumbling and wandering, as the one known as Steve has said. And yet, this too is a blessing. It is the blessing of opportunity. It is the blessing of the darkness. For each of you has within you the potential to be a light that enlightens the darkness, that illumines the shadows, not chasing them away, but simply exposing them for what they are. Darkness is rounded in light, and light rounded in darkness, that is the way of your circadian cycle. Yet we ask you to see beyond the light and the dark, to see into the nature of your lessons, of your service, of love itself. To see that which is beyond variation, as this instrument heard in her church service this morning. The Creator comes from light with no variation due to change. There is no change in the One who is all things. Change is an illusion, which is very helpful in the process of the Creator knowing itself. And for this process, the Creator has given itself to you, to this instrument, to all, in discreet, illusory sparks of light that can experience and register that experience and feel and create from those feelings a process of refining and deepening and purifying until those emotions become truth. And that which before was the babbling of children becomes, in the ordered experience of the true and deep emotion, a giving of the self that is a harvest of a lifetime. For as the truer, deeper emotions begin to be refined from the welter of shallow feeling, those emotions begin to contain information which is as food to the Creator, a delightful and refreshing food that informs the Creator of itself. Now, each of you, in this rainbow self that you have, is constantly creating and recreating the truth of yourself. You are in a constant state of flux. The name of yourself is this complex of vibrations, this rainbow self, when your passing moods strike you, they may well change some of the colors of the self. They may become muddied and tell less of the truth about you. So it is well when you think of how to respond well to change, to look at the self and ask the self, of all of these aspects of the present scene, are there those that could be harmonized within the self? Could I, speaking as each of you, find a way to add harmony, to rebalance for more truth, to more center a relationship, a conversation, a group situation, in a way that balances the energies of love, wisdom, will, and so forth. The time is such that until far beyond the end of each of your incarnations, experiences shall be very intense. For the energies of change have begun long ago and are now in full swing and move towards a conclusion. That is not a moment in time precisely, and yet there is a point at which your planet shall be fourth density positive. And those who are within third density upon the planet shall only be able to endure and remain within the planetary atmosphere because they have begun thinking and living in a fourth density compatible manner. So the third thing that we would say concerning responding to change is to ask yourself, if I were in fourth density, how would I perceive this situation? As the one known as Ra has said to this group before, where is the love in this moment? This is the thinking of fourth density. It is that thinking that assumes total acceptance of all being, total equality of all soul streams, total oneness with everyone, and an inability not to harmonize. When one feels in a third density self the disharmonies, one may be aware that one is simply living and thinking and reacting according to the illusion of third density. We ask that you consider this as one of two choices, one of indeed infinite choices, but the other choice that we would recommend is that choice of moving into the sacred region of the heart. For the heart has never left the unconditional love of the one infinite creator that exists within first density, second density, fourth density, fifth density, and so on. Third density is that density wherein the mind portion of the body, mind, spirit complex is veiled. The body is not veiled. The spirit is not veiled. The mind is veiled. This is simply to produce the ability to experience this process of change, this feeling of chaos, this experience of illusion, disillusion, recombining, and creating the self as one goes. We do not have, in higher densities, that privilege. Consequently, we cannot work vividly, quickly, and effectively to retune or to rebalance our energies. Rather, we are refining the choices already made. There are other entities that are not Earth natives within this circle, but rather those who have experienced other densities and have chosen to return to a third density environment for a program of learning and service. Again, some of you may have come to work with the planet, for it is being birthed into fourth density as we speak. Some of you may have come to work with the planetary ethos of humankind, for there is great energy forming at a global level within many, many peoples of many different cultures and ways of thinking. Yet the unification of this energy is beginning to be marked, and that simply is that all souls count. All beings deserve the same respect and honor. All entities are sacred. This energy is a simple, almost primitive realization, that realization of the goodness of the self and the goodness of other self and of the world. And this basic realization is summed up within your Christian Old Testament statements by the, as this instrument would call it, very questionable God, Jehovah, who kept observing as he created that this was good. So we ask you to move into the realization more and more that you are the chooser of your experience. You are the creator of your truth. And you can indeed move more and more as you experience the feelings of the open heart more and more into that open heart, into the rush of infinite energy that is moving through that heart at all times, into that atmosphere of support that the one known as Gary spoke of, that exists not without the self, but within the self, and that is only projected outside the self in order to be visible, in order to be seen, in order to be understood. For who can understand one's own heart? Yet we ask you to trust that heart. And whenever you can, move into that space of remembrance of who you are, of remembrance of yourself as a spark of creatorship. As this instrument has said before, of creator in trainingness. That is your true nature. You are very young. Yet you are moving inevitably and inexorably towards your source and your ending, the one infinite creator. You are gaining spiritual mass. And at this particular time, your goal is to be yourself. For within the heart of self lies this truth that is fourth density reality. And may we say that all densities grow in reality, yet all remain illusory. Each illusion, as it moves towards the octave of creatorness, becomes more able to contain truth as the light itself changes. It is able to hold more information. So we ask you to imagine your heart opening and yourself allowing the portions of your mind that are not at this time awakened to be awakened, of resting and asking for more. For truly, those who ask shall receive, and those who knock, the door shall be opened to. There is this energy of fourth density that is actually currently at least as strong within your planetary atmosphere as the third density energies of chaos and revolution. And your question spoke of the tremendous changes going on within your world at this time. Indeed, we do see the energies of your peoples ripening towards the destruction of entities by their brothers and sisters, moving into larger scale slaughter of innocents. We see this as a possibility. We see the possibility also of a grassroots, as this instrument would call it, movement that is impossible to stem, that is a true revolution of energies melding and entities coming together in harmony to work together for restoration, for equality, for justice, for truth, and for the cause of beauty. How we encourage this, how we urge you to lean into this. This is where your sense of the group being important comes into play. Fourth density energy, unconditional love energy, is embattled within a third density atmosphere. In fourth density, entities work together, harmonizing, combining, each giving their own best, and the result being far better than any of the entities within the circle of creation's skill. Because that which joins together is not added, but multiplied and multiplied again. So that the energy of several people is as the energy of hundreds. The group effect is tremendously supportive. This is part of why your particular group has been together for some time, and why energies are moving into it at this time. It is time. The one known as Jim said that in the discussion preceding this meditation, and we would agree. It is time for those of like mind and like heart to come together and to serve together and to learn together and to support each other. This entity has a favorite song. The words to it go, love one another as I love you. Care for each other as I care for you. Bear each other's burdens. Share each other's joys. Love one another and bring each other home. What is home my friends. Home is that place where you belong. Belong to each other. And open your arms that all entities may belong to you. And take care of each other. And care for each other. And share with each other. And bring your planet home. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, that more questions may be asked. We thank this instrument and would leave it in love and light and transfer at this time. We are known to you as Cool.
I am Quark, and we greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further, shorter queries which may be presented to us. Is there another query at this time?
Would you be able to talk to the teachings of Dzogchen as taught by the Master Garak Dorje and their linkage to the Law of One?
I am Kuo, and we would be happy to respond to any particular query that you might have concerning these teachings. We are unable to use this instrument to speak to that which it is not somewhat familiar with. Therefore, we require a specific query.
I'll have to think through that. Thank you.
I am quoted. We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I have one. Spiritual seeking, you hit a brick wall and stumble and fall and not sure what to do to get up, where to go, what to do. Have any suggestions and ideas of how to get back up, brush yourself off, and move forward?
I am quiet and am aware of your query. Oftentimes, when the seeker of truth finds that there has been the brick wall of which you speak placed within its path, there is the possibility of doing nothing until one is moved by an inner desire to continue the journey. There is the possibility of exploring within the self what are the new priorities. What is it that moves one in any direction? What is it that gives the sense of purpose and meaning to the self as it seeks? I am Kwa. And once again, what this is. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question from Bruce Perret. It says, next time you're online to the Confederation, please ask, what aspects of consciousness are developed by the use of fourth density social memory from a fourth density perspective? What aspects are developed by the use of social memory?
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my sister. We find this query to be a very interesting one in which we may explore an idea or two. The social memory aspect of consciousness is that which begins to explore the intimate work entities may share, one with the other, by relying upon those resources which each brings to the group consciousness. Thus, it is much more likely that the group consciousness will be informed concerning any particular point of view when there is a great variety of experiences upon which to draw in confronting or dealing with any particular situation. We have found in our own experience that there is much of the support that may be shared in the motivation, shall we say, to explore those areas which are new to us. By doing so as a group consciousness, this is Jim. I'm going to have to call this off. It's just not working for me today. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm almost asleep. I apologize.
We are aware of this instrument, and we are those known to you as a core. We attempted to contact this instrument after the one known as Jim created the changing of the tape. And this instrument was puzzled by the surprise of a new routine and did not respond. Consequently, we recontacted the one known as Jim, and this entity attempted to continue to speak. However, this entity, in its integrity, quite rightly expressed the desire to leave the contact, as it did not feel it was performing its function as an instrument with the highest of purity. And may we say that this often occurs and is very seldom. owned up to when entities are moving from the impressions of telepathic perception. Indeed, the line between good contact and questionable contact is, for the most part, the hair's difference between alertness and trust in the self, and for whatever reason, the movement from that rest into a state of energy, movement, or strife. Once energy begins moving in terms of the human personality shell, it is far more difficult to keep a telepathic contact. For the single-mindedness or single-pointedness of thought that enables an entity to lay the self aside and to respond simply to that which is given is sometimes very much lacking. For this instrument, it is more stable as a setting than most, and so we pick the contact up at this point as there is energy within the circle that requires, if possible, a slower termination of the contact. And so we would ask again through this instrument if there are any further queries at this time.
Quo in the Law of One series, Ra says that there is an incompatibility between the third and fourth densities in respect to the electrical body. They say that if a third density entity had full awareness of the fourth density, that its electrical body would fail. So my question is, how aware in third density can we be of the fourth density energies?
We are those of Quo, and we grasp your query, my brother. Entities within third density vehicles are protected from full realization of fourth density energies of the electrical nature, for the reason that they are unable to express or to have the wiring for the running of those energies in their fourth density form. It is perhaps confusing that we encourage you to live within fourth density in your third density self. And yet, the shadow of fourth density cast in third density is sufficient. Just as the light under the door that is closed still signifies the awareness of the light in the room and the awareness of the room in which that light resides. What we are suggesting is that you look at the light under the crack of the door and know by faith that that room is lit and that that light is true. May we refine upon this answer, my brother.
Not at this time, thank you.
We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
And no one else has one? Well, before or during the beginning of the round robin discussions, I was becoming very jittery, very nervous, heart beating, and I was becoming extremely cold. And I have a hunch that it's beyond standard nervousness, and I was wondering if I was the subject of a psychic greeting.
We are, and those of Quell and are aware of your query, my brother. In the manner of your speaking, this is correct. We are also aware that you are cognizant of the internality of such greeting. That is, that it comes from that portion of the self that is the mirror of those energies. For the self indeed contains all energies that are possible to express. consequently, there was indeed that which you may call greeting, and it was indeed of the psychic type. And at the same time, we encourage the awareness that such greetings are not those of enemy energies. Those greetings are of that which feels unloved. So we encourage the response of opening the arms and hugging to the heart that shadow, that coldness, that jitteriness, and accepting and loving it as it is. We suggest that this shall tend to balance and integrate these energies that seem to be attacking, so that they may become those energies that support and defend the self. May we answer further, my brother? My brother, we thank you greatly. Is there another query at this time?
This instrument still has energy. I have another one. Well, in the Law of One, Sirius Ra says that, quote, our very being is hopefully a poignant example of both the necessity and the near hopelessness at attempting to teach, end quote. Just wondering if you could expound on that any further.
We are aware of your query, my brother. As that known to you as Quo, we encompass a great deal of teaching, the energies of the ones known as Hatan have long taught, the energies of the ones known as La Tui and those known as Ra have long taught. And indeed, those of Hatan and those of La Tui accept as their teacher those of Ra. Consequently, we have bonds of teaching and learning even within our principle, and our entire Bogest as a principle is to teach. And yet, if we were to use this instrument's slang, we would say LOL. It is to laugh. It is to chuckle. For how can we teach? What do we know? We know only opinion. We can only toss our words into the wind and hope that some helpful aspect transfers from creation to creation, for we speak across worlds. We gaze at each of you. In your creation, you are masters. Few of you know it. We hope to encourage you to be aware of your nature. Yet, we have only a simple story to tell. We have only one basic thought to share. You are one. We are all one, and that one thing is love. We attempt to be creative. We use channels such as this one so that we may flash all of the colors of that channel's personality and weave such tales as that personality's energy shall and personality have to give. Yet our story is the same. And it is inadequate to fuel the realization and the transformation of a single entity. Yet we shine our light and we ask you to shine your light, to tell your shining truth when you feel it within. And when your shining truth is that you know nothing, let that shine. Let that be a good thing to shine. For it is in our way of perceiving an excellent thing. So we teach those who are already masters and who have forgotten. You who are learning could take our places were the veil to drop. Yet you have placed yourself in this darkness that you experience so that you can change. Consequently, to teach is almost hopeless, and yet what else does a human or the spirit have to share? The rest is love and has no words. When there is the attempt to share, it must be that sharing through the structures and the limitations and the exigencies of logic pertaining from each structure. We correct this instrument depending from each structure. These limitations are almost hopeless. That is, they create a hopeless situation in which one throws pebbles at the great eternal truth that is too simple to articulate. May we answer you further, my brother? Is there a final query at this time?
If the instrument has energy and the answer does not infringe upon my free will, about a month ago, one evening before I went to bed, I had a tremendous surge of emotional energy and wonder if that was a kind of initiation. Are you able to comment on that at all?
We are aware of your query, my brother, and are able to confirm that this was a type of initiation. May we answer you further, my brother?
Are you able to explain the basis of that initiation, the effect that it was taking?
We are able, my brother, only to say that there is crystallization of those energy centers that this instrument will call orange and yellow. The vector of this change, then, is towards the opening of the heart. We find that this is the limit of that which we are able to share with you at this time. As the energy wanes, we thank this circle. Our hearts go out to this circle, for each, in your own way, have struggled with much in this latest season of transformation, chaos, and change. We ask that you take heart and that you rest in knowing that no mistakes have been made, that all is on track in your curriculum, that whatever it feels like, each has done beautifully and has been brave and true. We would simply encourage you to continue with faith in yourself, faith in your catalyst, faith in the rightness of the plan. Rest in that faith. Rest in the memory of those times when you were immediately connected with that understanding. And trust through the dark night, through the difficult time, through the confusion. The trees bow before the wind. The seasons change. The winter comes and the leaves must fall, and all seems to die, only to rise again in the resurrection of shoot coming through dark earth into the light of spring. All is well. We meet you in meditation in that house of prayer, as this instrument calls it, where all time is one and all beings one. It has been a pleasure to speak with you. And again, we encourage you to think carefully before accepting anything that we or anyone else has to say, living, dead, terrestrial, or extraterrestrial. Guard your thinking and discriminate, for your truth is a living thing. We are with you in that holy war, that holy seeking, that is the struggle that has been called jihad. Move forward, trusting that the darkness and the light are one and the same thing. We leave this instrument and this group in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai. We are those of Akua. As we let the light go back to its source, we give thanks. And we send our energy to those who need healing, especially Steve, but all those who have requested it. The image goes up. Let the rings fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You nine, ten people, we are one. You nine, ten people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one.